Chairperson, FAO Director General, Jose Grazento da Silva, Honorable Members of the Governing Council, Members of the Executive Board, Your Excellencies, FAO staff members, distinguished guests, delegates, ladies and gentlemen. It is an honor and a privilege for me to address the Honorable Governors at the 40th session of the FAO Governing Council. May I start by extending warm greetings to you all on behalf of Their Majesties, the Government of the Kingdom of Swaziland, and the entire Swazi Nation. Chairperson, the Kingdom of Swaziland expresses its sincere appreciation for the positive impact which has been made by FAO-funded projects and interventions to our communities. The bulk of the work being done by FAO is contained in the 5-year country programming framework, which was developed through a consultative process. We applaud FAO for the approach as it takes on board all the priorities at national level. Chairperson, Swaziland contributes very little to the impact of climate change, yet it is highly affected. It has been hit hard by dry spells and persistent drought, which has affected losses of livestock and crops. As a result, as a country, we have developed resilience measures through the support of FAO and other development partners. Some of these include contour plowing, adoption of climate smart agriculture, use of drought tolerant crops and conservation agriculture, to mention a few. In addition, the government introduced fully fledged input subsidy program to assist those who have been highly affected to make sure that they recover after the drought. The country has also seen the importance of promoting water-saving irrigation systems and techniques, as well as water harvesting methodologies to conserve and store water for crops and livestock. In addition, the country has further encouraged the expansion of irrigated land through involvement of private sector and development partners. Chairperson, the effects of climate change has also seen an increase in pests and diseases which have never been experienced by the country before. For the first time, armyworms were experienced in the country and the region and left heavy destruction to crops and vegetables. Chairperson, in the Kingdom of Swaziland, FAO is very active and visible in the agricultural sector. The Minister of Agriculture is committed in strengthening cordial partnerships with FAO and other development partners in sustainable natural resources and management and development, and support to disaster risk reduction, emergency, and climate change adaptation. These interventions by FAO, unfortunately, do not exhaustively address the challenges faced by the agricultural sector in our country as well as in the SADC region. But they go a long way in assisting us towards the attainment of the Sustainable Development Goals. The activities are perfectly linked to this global initiative. In this regards, we would like to further request continued support in the area of agricultural statistics and monitoring and evaluation, which will enable us to effectively track progress at all levels and provide credible statistics to inform future interventions. Finally, Chairperson, may I take this opportunity on behalf of the Kingdom of Swaziland to thank FAO for the continued support provided to the country and the region for the agricultural development, as well as make an undertaking that will, and we are making an undertaking that will dedicate ourselves to the implementation of agricultural development projects for the benefit of the country as well as for the region. We also applaud the decentralization program, which has taken shape, and it is now bearing fruits not only to the country, but to the SADC region. The population of the world, Mr. Chairperson, is continuously growing, and all the people need food. It is therefore imperative for the present generation to maintain sustainable production systems for the future generations. I thank you, Mr. Chairperson.